This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam and blew within him the soul, Prophet Adam alayhi salam sneezed. He said, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. So his Lord said to him, Yarhamukallah, Allah has mercy upon you. These were the very first words that the ears of man ever heard from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Words that would define the nature of man's relationship with Allah. A relationship of mercy, rahmah. From the very outset, when our father Adam's body had barely just dried from the clay that he was created from, Allah wanted him to know that he has names and that one of his majestic names is Ar-Rahman. There is no chapter of the Qur'an that was named after any of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names other than Surah 55 of the Qur'an, Surah Ar-Rahman, chapter of the Most Merciful. So it's clear that before us is a name of exceptionally unique characteristics. We know what mercy is as a human trait, but since there is nothing like Allah, what does it mean that Allah is Rahman, merciful? Imam Ibn al-Qayyim beautifully explains it. He said, الرحمة صفة تقتضي إيصال المنافع والمصالح إلى العبد وإن كرهتها نفسه وشقت عليها. That the rahmah of Allah is a trait which involves sending people their needs even if they dislike it and it causes them some hardship. And this isn't a strange concept to us. As a parent, you may push your child to revise for an exam and impose a temporary limitation on socializing and gaming and other things that the child enjoys. And naturally, they dislike those limitations. But the parent, of course, sees beyond the short-term aspirations of the child and realizes that this is an act of long-term care and mercy. And similarly, when something hasn't quite gone to plan in your life, this may be, in fact, be the epitome of mercy from Ar-Rahman, even if it causes you some hardship at that moment, and even if you don't see it that way. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لما قضى الله الخلق كتب في كتاب فهو عنده موضوع على العرش. When Allah Almighty completed creation, He wrote in a book that is with Him on top of the throne, and it says, إن رحمتي تغلب غضبي. My mercy prevails over my anger. Allahu Akbar. This is not just a book with words within it. If it wasn't for this book, life as we know it today would be very different. In fact, life couldn't exist without it. So what are the effects of Allah's mercy prevailing over His anger? Let us begin with the world around us. A miraculously formidable construction that has mercy intertwined in every inch of its fabric. Think about how the earth rotates about its own axis at a speed of around 1,000 miles per hour. Ar-Rahman made it that way so that we don't feel its speed. In fact, it's so unnoticeable that our ancestors were quite confused about the nature of the cosmos. They noticed that the stars, the sun, the moon, all appeared to be moving about the earth. But because they couldn't feel the planet moving, they logically interpreted this observation to mean that Earth was stationary, whilst the heavens moved about us. Subhanallah, so how merciful has Allah Ar-Rahman been to us when He made it this way? Imagine if Allah Almighty had left it upon us to provide oxygen to the world. Seeing that 10 liters of oxygen costs around 10 pounds a day, and bearing in mind that man inhales about 11,000 liters of air a day, 550 liters of which is pure oxygen. You can do the maths yourself for a day's worth of oxygen you need. Then multiply this figure by 7.8 billion human beings who live on the planet Earth today to get the bill for one day's worth of oxygen. But no, Ar-Rahman subhanallah has taken it upon himself to deliver the oxygen to everyone free of charge. La ilaha illallah. That is Allah Ar-Rahman. In fact, the effects of His mercy are found within every cup of water. The molecular structure of water is one of one molecule of oxygen and two molecules of hydrogen, H2O. In other words, the very substance that life depends upon happens to be composed of one element that is highly flammable and another element that is an oxidizer, meaning a chemical that fuel requires to burn. So simply put, had Allah left it to these two elements to function according to their disposition, the globe would be set ablaze with one matchstick that is lit. But instead, these two molecules have been brought together, creating a miraculous chemical called water that we use to quench thirst and we use to put out fires. Is this not an effect of the name of Allah Ar-Rahman? And look how it's been made subtle enough, water, for ocean divers to penetrate its surface and extract benefits from within the depths of the oceans. But on the other hand, water has properties that allow it to carry the heaviest of ships on its back at the same time. The world's largest floating vessel, weighing at around 600,000 tons, was launched in 2013 by the company Shell. And this is not too heavy for the sea's surface. It can carry it. But Ar-Rahman subhanAllah has endowed water with buoyancy, a force that allows for floating. So who is the true carrier of these vessels? Who is the one who helps them float to transport essentials from continent to continent? Allah Almighty, He said, رَبُّكُمُ الَّذِي يُسْجِي لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ فِي الْبَحْرِ لِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. It is your Lord who drives the ships for you through the sea that you may seek of His bounty. And then He said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. He has been ever merciful towards you. This is one of the effects of Allah Ar-Rahman. Now take a closer look at your own life through the lens of rahmah, mercy. What you may have interpreted as an unfair and cruel twist in your life may have been, in the eyes of Allah Ar-Rahman, the most favorable turn of events in your life. But the issue is that we challenge the knowledge of Allah and we are impatient. And that's why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, a person may aspire for some matter of trade or position of authority, which he pursues ardently until he comes close to attaining it. Then Allah looks at him and He says to the angels, divert it away from him, because if he attains it, I will send him to hell. So it's taken away from him, but he continues to see this as a misfortune. And he said, سَبَقَنِي فُلَانِ دَهَانِي فُلَانِ. So-and-so beat me to it, so-and-so outwitted me, when in reality, it was nothing but the grace of Allah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. All of what you heard so far is just one element. But what trumps it all is Ar-Rahman's mercy when He sent to humanity prophets from Himself, showing them the way to paradise rather than leaving it to themselves to try to figure out the way. I mean, just think about the excruciating pain of wanting a higher purpose in life, as we naturally do. We yearn for it, but not finding the answers to satisfy those high questions. Imagine the trauma of being left to a trial and error approach to worship Allah, having no idea how Allah is to be approached or glorified, to not know of His names, His attributes, to not know of the path that leads to Him, each to their own, to find their way to Allah Almighty and His pleasure and acceptance. But no, Ar-Rahman has spared us the anguish of all of this. And that's why He said in description of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We've only sent you, O Prophet, as a mercy to the whole world. لا إله إلا الله. That's what revelation is. This is what Islam is. Far from being shackles or chains or curtailers of freedom. No, the obligations and prohibitions of Islam, the do's and don'ts of Islam, its guidance, its limits, its parameters, it's the opposite of all of that. They are liberators. Liberty from our ignorance, from our slavery to our carnal desires, to our appetites. Rescuers from the whims of man and the never-ending dictates of society and their ever-changing trends. This is the true meaning of liberation and freedom. And this was the rahmah of Allah, Ar-Rahman, when He gifted us with the crown of all favors, the crown of Islam. Allah was merciful when He obligated salah 5 times a day and fasting and zakah and hijab. Allah was merciful when He prohibited interest, when He prohibited zina, fornication, free mixing, consumption of or trading with alcohol. Allah was merciful when He prohibited these things. He was merciful when He sent the human manual, the Quran. He said, Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, Allama al-Quran, He taught the Quran. The ultimate expression of Ar-Rahman's mercy, however, will not be displayed in the life of this world. It's been reserved for a time when people will need it most. When is that? The Prophet ﷺ said that Allah's mercy is divided into 100 parts, of which He has only sent down one part to planet Earth. And it is shared between the human beings and the jinn and the animals and the creatures. And through that one part, they show affection and mercy towards one another. So much so that you see an animal raising its hoof so as to not crush its young one. Wait, pause here for a moment. Think about that. From that one part of mercy, is every expression of rahmah, mercy that you see in life today and that you don't? The mercy of the mother to her child, the mercy of every doctor towards his or her patient, the mercy of every charity giver to the downtrodden, the mercy of every caring child to his or her elderly parents, the mercy of every teacher to their students, the mercy in the animal kingdom, the mercy in the world of jinn, the mercy of the prophets towards their people, the mercy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the endless dimensions of mercy as well that we're not even aware of. All of this is but a fraction of one part from a total of 100 parts of Ar-Rahman's mercy. Then what about the remaining 99 parts? The hadith continues, وَأَخَّرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى 99 رَحْمَةً يَرْحَمُ بِهَا عِبَادَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He has reserved the remaining 99 parts to express them to His servants on the Day of Judgment. So now you have an idea what you're asking for when you say, Ya Rahman, have mercy upon me. Ya Allah, when the rahmah of Allah mixes with your life, life is a dream come true. Without it, life is an unending roller coaster of grief, a nightmare that you cannot wake up from. A person may recline on the softest silk and eat the finest food, but in the absence of Allah's rahmah, that silk may as well be thorns and that food will seem like poison. On the other hand, a person may sleep on the coarsest of bedding and income may be minimal, but should the rahmah of Allah be with him, that bedding will seem softer than silk and that poverty will seem like its affluence, and every trauma is manageable. This was the rahmah, the mercy, that the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam experienced as he sat in the middle of a fierce fire that his community had launched him inside of. It became bliss. This was the mercy that Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam experienced at the bottom of a well in Palestine. And a second time in the confines of jail in Egypt, they became moments of bliss. This was the rahmah, the mercy that Prophet Musa alayhi salam experienced as he grew up in the care of a tyrant, became bliss. And the rahmah that the youth of the cave experienced in the dark and dingy cave, one that they had retreated to in escape of religious persecution, those moments became bliss. What I want to get across here is that should Allah Almighty accept your dua for rahmah, you will become the happiest person alive. A happiness that no mortal can ever strip away from you, regardless of what they put you through. And that's not my guarantee. That is a guarantee that has come from above 7 heavens, Allah Ar-Rahman, who said, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Whatever mercy Allah opens up for people, no one can withhold it. And whatever mercy He withholds, nobody but Him can release it. La ilaha illallah. And despite this all, there will always be those people you know who will choose to block themselves from Ar-Rahman's mercy. You know who they are. Wishful thinkers who stubbornly justify their sins when people advise them. They say, but Allah is the most merciful. Who are you to judge me? They've forgotten, or perhaps they've purposely overlooked a basic rule in life, that all precious things require hard work, effort, and sacrifice. And Allah's mercy is no exception. Allah said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy has encompassed all things. فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So I will write this mercy of mine for those who fear me, and those who give zakah, and those who believe in our verses. Work is required for it. The same way you don't sit at home without work and expect money to just miraculously make its way to you, because apparently Allah is ar-razaq, the provider. You also can't stick to your sinful or lazy ways, but then feel safe and say Allah is ar-Rahman. This requires work, and that requires work. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah said that establish the prayer. Look, it's work. And give the zakah. And obey the messenger so that you may receive mercy. It requires work. So expose yourself to the rahmah of Allah. Don't deprive yourself from it by giving yourself over to a nightclub, or your mouth over to a shisha pie, or your eyes over to a certain internet content, or your ears to the lure of music, or your wealth over to interest, or your liver over to alcohol, or your life over to shaitan. What mercy can you expect if we're lazing about for hours on end behind a TV set, wasting away with aimlessness and boredom without ever putting pen to paper in planning for the hereafter? Ar-Rahman wishes to share his mercy, as he does so every second of the day. But it is man who sometimes refuses to be a full recipient of it through the choices he makes and she makes. So remove those barriers bit by bit, till every part of your inward and outward life is completely engulfed by the rahmah of Ar-Rahman.